Now we'll welcome in Turner Nande, linebacker for the Miami University Redhawks. Turner, welcome to the program once again.
How you doing?
We're doing pretty good, Turner. Your second time on, now you're on the first time. And you know what? When you were on the first time, you said the nickname you liked to go by the most was Mr. Incredible. And now after missing 6 weeks with a lacerated liver and coming back and playing the way you did, we're going to have to call you Mr. Incredible.
Thank you.
That was an impressive game. The first play of the game. Very first play of the game. Tackle, Turner Nande.
Yeah. How good did that feel to get out there and make those first few tackles of the game and let people know you're not just back for the sake of being out there, you know, but you're making plays?
It felt real good. You know, I just wanted to let everybody know, yeah, that I am back and I'm healthy and I'm ready to go ahead and lead this team to another championship run.
Now, you're out there playing with a flap jacket like a quarterback. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, I have one of the belts around my midsection.
Does it hinder the movement, Ernie, or is it just kind of a pain in the butt?
It's kind of a pain in the butt, but, you know, I can live with it.
Well, talk a little bit about the whole rehab thing. I mean, a lacerated liver, that's the kind of injury that sounds like something you get on a battlefield, you know, not normal football-type stuff. I mean, you know, you can't – I'm going to assume you can't really – not that you can't just practice, but you got to kind of stay out of – stop. You can't sweat because you don't want to infect it. I mean, what was that like and just the whole process and how you dealt with it?
It was terrible, you know. I mean – just you really, for an injury like that, you really can't do anything to it. You know, I couldn't get any therapy. It's not like a broken arm or a broken wrist where you could, you know, go in and get some therapy after a couple of weeks. Basically, I had to let it heal on its own, and it was kind of frustrating because, you know, it's expensive to keep checking it every week and getting CAT scans to see whether it's healed or not. So basically, you know, I would just let the trainers know how I was feeling, and they said that they would wait like a couple of weeks and then get a CAT scan. And when we got the CAT scan, it shrinks a whole lot. It was about a centimeter left of the laceration. And so I was feeling well, and they said I could play.
Now, how are you feeling after the game? I mean, are you feeling, because you might, there wasn't as much condition you can do. Were you feeling any soreness from not even practicing as much? How's the liver feeling? How's the body as a whole feeling?
It felt pretty good. I mean, you know, I'm not the one to follow directions pretty well. So, you know, I was, you know, kind of doing push-ups and, you know, doing sit-ups and, you know, doing a little extracurricular stuff outside of the watch of the coaches and the trainers.
You're not supposed to say that on air, man. Come on. Were you in the driveway?
It's all good.
Just like T.O., were you in the driveway?
Big 3-2
doing the sit-ups
wants.
A la T.O.?
But, I'm just so competitive, and I couldn't stand just to be sitting around not doing anything. So, you know, when I finally got an opportunity to play, you know, I felt pretty good.
Now, Turner, I'm going to say the best play you had in the game was one most people didn't see. And luckily, I got to see it because I was down on the sideline trying to check out the game. It was on the interception return for a touchdown. It wasn't even your interception return. There was, on the interception return, you're running downfield. The center from the team, from Buffalo, 292, I believe he is. He's over 290. Coming down, you veered off to the right and just laid him out. You realize, and then my first thought was, oh my God, the man has a lacerated liver. What is he doing? Avoid contact, avoid.
Like I said, I feel great, and, you know, I just want to play like my old self and, you know, get out there and, you know, whatever I could do to get my team going, I'm going to do it.
More specifically about BG coming up. You know, how do you face a team like that, whether or not Omar is going to play or not? I mean, is there any difference in preparation depending on who they're going to have at quarterback? And what do you guys, you know, what has Tabor got you guys thinking about coming into this game?
I mean, it's very different between the two quarterbacks. I mean, from Omar to the backup, Omar does a lot of passing. He passes more. He's very accurate. They have pretty good receivers. They run pretty efficient routes. And so, you know, you got to focus more on the passing game when you have Omar in there versus the other quarterback, the backup. He does a little more running, and, you know, I don't think they feel very comfortable with him throwing because he's so young. So, you know, we have to approach each quarterback in two different situations.
We were talking with Turner Nande, linebacker from Miami University, just came off of an injury, also known as Mr. Incredible, known as the Freak, known as the Nigerian Nightmare, and there was a couple other ones in there too, and we don't have that much time in the show to go through them all. And right now you're living up to every single one of them plus some. But what is the feeling like around the locker room at the beginning of the year when you guys were 2-3? Now you guys have won a bunch of games in a row. Is there a difference in the feeling in the locker room, or is it just you pretty much have stayed the course throughout the year?
No, I think it's a big difference. You know, when we started off the year, we had high hopes, high intentions. I think that Ohio State game really took a lot out of us. And then when we lost our home opener to Central, you know, there were a lot of questions like, you know, is this team, did they gain too much hype? Are they going to be as good as everyone thinks they're going to be? And so, you know, now that we're at full strength and everybody's healthy, I think, you know, we're ready to go out there and compete and, you know, win this MAC championship.
All right, well, let's try to not be so humble. Tell me what you're going to do against BG on Tuesday, because the last time BG came to town and ESPN was there and it was a night game, you had a pretty money pick six that was all over SportsCenter that night. What are you going to do this time?
You're just going to have to watch and see.
No sneak previews for you, my friend. No sneak previews. Right. But we want to encourage everybody to get out there for that game. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's always fun, the weeknight games and ESPN out there. Are always a great atmosphere. Turner, we appreciate your coming on. And we wish you the best of luck this week.
It's no problem. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Turner.
No problem. See you later.
That was Turner Nande, a linebacker from Miami University, coming off the last Red Liver. It doesn't get any better sounding when you say it, the more times you say it.
That's still so bizarre. Every time I think – I didn't know that you could lacerate your – I don't know. I mean,
I didn't either.
It was just weird.
But he stepped back in, and he played tenaciously. Have to see that hit.
I'm
going to
check that out.
You're going to have to find it, because I just went, did he just do that?
I mean, he was a mean man from the whistle, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
the first two tackles were his.
Exactly. And he was on a mission, you know. And like you said, I was kind of just like, whoa,